Corrections, caveats, and the week's connective thread. A correction merits direct acknowledgement. A previous episode of this program stated that Ukraine had struck Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. Listeners were right to flag the error. Ukraine has no credible military capability to reach the Caspian, which is landlocked and thousands of kilometers from Ukrainian-controlled territory. The detail should not have appeared in the script. To the extent it originated in an AI-assisted research pipeline, it represents a failure of fact-checking that the program is taking seriously. Several stories did not receive full treatment this week, but are worth noting. A piece on Fibonacci's Liber Abaci argues the book's genuine contribution was not the sequence bearing his name, but the systematic introduction of place-value arithmetic to medieval Europe, a change that transformed commerce and science. A 1993 paper by Stewart on the history of singular value decomposition continues resurfacing on HN as one of the best mathematical history write-ups in the numerical analysis literature, recommended for any machine learning practitioner who uses SVD without knowing its origins. Research on minimalist interior design found that highly sparse environments, white walls, bare surfaces, minimal visual texture, correlate with higher sustained cognitive load in occupants, possibly because the brain's scene recognition systems work harder with less pattern information to anchor on. And the jellyfish undersea roundabout in the Faroe Islands, a traffic roundabout passing beneath a fjord via submerged tunnel, serves as a reminder that civil engineering continues to produce genuinely surprising solutions in unusual geographies. The stories of the week share a connective thread: the gap between how systems appear in documentation and how they behave under real conditions. SQLite strict tables address the gap between declared types and actual enforcement. The 100-line Lisp agent exposes the gap between the conceptual simplicity of agents and the complexity of production systems. The long COVID cardiac research probes the gap between a cleared infection and whatever is actually occurring in tissue that produces persistent symptoms. The GPU financing story is about structural properties of financial infrastructure that are not fully visible until stressed. Vint Cerf spent 50 years on that question at the network layer. The week's other major stories suggest it is the defining question at the compute, payments, and financing layers as well.